Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estritori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Sunday, April 20th, 2025. Now let's delve into some vital developments in the industry this week. We start with a sobering report on how climate change is imposing heavy threats on the Australian housing sector. According to Climate Valuation, more than 4% of our properties face imminent danger due to harsh weather conditions, resulting in surging property insurance costs. Notably, the hazards are driving down insurance availability, with premiums skyrocketing, an alarming nearly 70% in the past 5 years. If left unchecked, the potential burdens are projected to reach a staggering $35 billion by mid-century. The Insurance Council of Australia has been vocal in urging us all to focus on building resilience and fortifying our flood defenses, while also pushing for cuts in state insurance taxes. Experts recommend retrofitting, relocating, and resilient construction, with a national initiative for climate-proofing standards gaining pace, a clear call for sustainable infrastructure to safeguard our communities. The insurance drama continues with a controversial case involving Suncorp and a motor policyholder. The insurer rejected a claim triggered by an unexpected diesel fluid mix-up by the policyholder's husband. Suncorp referred to their disclosure statement that exempts damages from unapproved fluids, leading to a vigorous debate about policy definitions. The case resulted in a ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority favoring Suncorp, highlighting the pressing need for clear communication and extensive review of policies during renewal periods. Lastly, we turn our focus towards a major legal row involving Hollard Insurance and the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC. ASIC has brought a lawsuit against Hollard in the federal court over a mishandled storm damage claim, accusing the insurance firm of breaching the duty of utmost good faith. The case, dating back to a storm that left a couple's home in regional Victoria uninhabitable in October 2021, took over 3 years to resolve, with Hollard initially accepting and then rejecting the claim. Hollard eventually settled for over $1.5 million. This lawsuit serves as a stark warning to insurers, illustrating the perils of delay in handling claims. That concludes our weekly wrap. For a more detailed look at each story and to explore other features and resources, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. where we aim to keep you informed while providing both personal and business insurance solutions. Stay tuned for more updates next week. This is Paige Estritori, signing off.